These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So this is a headline that involves handicapped spots, churches, and punching. What? It's the hot new club. Parking lot beatdown. John Phillips, 65, Florida man who was arrested in Orange County. He beat a woman over a handicapped spot in a church parking lot, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. It happened at St. John Vianney Catholic Church. They said that the victim, Jenna Del Zagaro, went to go pick up her 5-year-old niece with her mother at the church, parked in a handicapped spot near the entrance. While Del Zagaro was putting her niece in her car seat, a man in a black truck parked in front of their spot, blocking them from being able to leave or pull out. The man waved his handicap sticker from inside his truck. Del Zagaro showed him their placard in response. So I guess she's handicapped too. Then he gets out of the truck, starts walking towards them. And he began yelling at her when she got out of her car, saying the placard did not belong to them. And he saw her get out of the car next to them, the victim told deputies. She tried to explain to them that they were not associated with the car next to them, and they were trying to leave when they got into an argument. And then Phillips told Del Zagaro that her mother would not let them, and her mother, they couldn't let him leave. So they called security. He then pushed the car door, hit her. And she was trying to get away from him, and she shoved him back to get, because he was all up in her space. Then he punched her in the face, knocked her to the ground. When she got up, he overpowered her, grabbed her by the neck, shoved her to the ground again. Her mother completely corroborated it. The granddaughter in the car began to cry. The niece, she was screaming for help until staff and other parents intervened, and they got them. They got her and the mother and the granddaughter in the church. The mother was disabled, and so she's able to use the... She's actually physically handicapped. The woman that the man punched had bruises all over her face, so I don't know. If anybody in the jail wants to, you know... Yeah. You guys want to deal with John Phillips, 65, a woman beater, happy to donate to the commissary in your honor. I mean, I'm not encouraging any kind of shenanigans in prison, but a lot of things happen naturally. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of the, you know, these men and women in there, they're doing their time. They're doing their time. Yep. And they don't like these women beaters. So, man, this is why you carry. That's why you carry a gun, I got to say. Don't touch the macaques, the monkeys. The rhesus macaques in Silver Springs State Park. Florida Fish and Wildlife are like, nope, they got, they're a little nasty. They got some diseases. In fact, they can give you the herp. Ew. Oh, gosh. So leave them alone. History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at Gold Co. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. Gold Co. is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 Gold and Silver Kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com. Did you guys see the presser that they had in the office? Oh my gosh, this brings me to, I didn't put this on the rundown. Hold up. So where's this at? They were in the White House, the Oval Office yesterday. You know, Trump was sitting at his desk and Musk was there. He had his black goth hat on. And then their son, Lil X, his son, Lil X was there. That kid was all of us, by the way, because he's hysterical. He's like this. If you guys don't watch anime, over lockdown, I told you how my kids introduced me to I got into anime because of lockdown. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. So only like maybe one of you out there is going to understand this. I'm sorry. Little X is like Elon Musk's stan. Like the supernatural figure that actually is an avatar for powers that you have that manifests outside of yourself and can beat up your enemies. Or is Elon Musk Lil X's stan? I don't know. But it was hysterical. And this kid, his little coat, it was hysterical. And he sat on his dad's shoulders for a while and just almost took a nap on his head. He's just so funny. He's everywhere. But they were in the office. Somebody, what lawmaker was this? Because this was rich. Got really mad. Oh, here it is. I got it. This is the byline. I'm going to make sure I get this. Hold up. It's The Hill. Quote, Republican source tells me that special government employee Elon Musk wearing a MAGA hat in the Oval Office appears to violate the Hatch Act. What? Now, I don't even, it's not, the hat didn't say like Trump 2024 or whatever. Like the Hatch Act, they say you're not supposed to wear or display partisan political buttons or stuff like that. You're engaging in political activity. Like if you're, you know, working for the government and while you're on duty in any federal room or building, etc. Okay, so the hat that he's wearing was a black Make America Great Again hat. Explain to me how that's partisan. Anybody? How's that partisan?
The left has never liked America, Dana, so that's probably why.
So, I'm really wanting America to be great is considered partisan and you shouldn't like that? Isn't that the whole point of government? Well, I mean, you know what I mean? Come on. Isn't that like their whole professed point? So, are they admitting that that's not what their goal is? So the hat that Juan's showing you on the simulcast, if you're watching online or maybe direct TV, channel 347, the chats and Rumble, that's the hat. That's not partisan. It's a statement. I mean, if anything, it's a patriotic statement. But they're trying to say that that's a Hatch Act violation. Shut the front door. No, it's not.
You got me scared there for a second.
Oh, my gosh. Juan and Kane were both dying. Shut up.
You know how crazy it'll get, though? And you're seeing that on the screen right now, those watching on Channel 347, DirecTV. Soon, that American flag will be considered a violation of a Hatch Act one day.
How is this?
Because that's how crazy the left has become.
I mean, I don't even think that under the most egregiously liberal interpretation of that regulation that this could be considered. That's not really, you're not supposed to engage in political activity while on duty. Or you can't wear your government uniform, badge, or insignia and do federal work, right? It's about making sure federal, this is what you know what the Hatch Act also purports to do is to make sure that you're enacting federal programs without bias. So that's a violation of the Hatch Act. All the U.S. aid funding for all of this propaganda is literally a violation of the Hatch Act. Yeah. Him wearing a hat that just merely says, make America great. That's a patriotic statement, you absolute communist cucks. I'm done. That's a political statement. So when they get angry over all of our taxpayer dollars being used to run hit pieces on us, to pay outlets like NPR to say that the laptop is a local story. It's non-interesting. That's a violation of the Hatch Act. It's just interesting to me how it's not considered a violation of the Hatch Act for all this other stuff. That it's just this hat. You got to be kidding me. Everything is now a constitutional crisis with these people, which I think the constitutional crisis are low-level judges without the authority trying to kneecap the executive. That's, you know, ultimately really that's the real problem. So I like that hat. I like that hat. It's not going to, they're just mad. They're mad and they're trying to do anything that they can to target Musk and to, they want to stop this and they feel like they have to destroy him and destroy Doge in order to make that happen. That's why they keep saying, oh, we're going to impeach him. We're going to impeach him, etc. That's stupid because he didn't go through the confirmation process. So everything's been going towards Musk. None of the stuff that has been thrown at the nerd army is sticking because I think people kind of like it. There is a real underdog aesthetic to the nerd army. In fact, there's a real underdog aesthetic to all of this. Do you realize that if the shoe was on the other foot, the narratives that Democrats would be making? So Democrats are attacking an African-American right now. They're attacking an actual African-American who is a great story of coming to America and becoming an American and joining the American family and all of that stuff. And, you know, these people are livid over it. They're not like us. So nobody's really been, they can't really target the nerd army anymore because people like the nerd army. That's like such a fist in the air, rebellious, very American thing that they're doing. So now they're like, well, we're going to try to, you know, Jimmy Raskin yesterday, we played some of that audio where he said that they were talking about impeaching him, impeaching Musk on the theory that he's usurped the powers of the presidency. That would only make sense if he was bypassing Congress and actually cutting things himself. He's auditing and then presenting the findings to Congress, and then Congress makes the decision if and what they want to cut and when. So that doesn't hold true. They're omitting that part to you. It's incredibly frustrating to see this. And I just, you know, I look at these people who are defending the waste and fraud and abuse of taxpayer dollars. How do these people sleep at night? It's the most anti-American thing I've ever seen. How do these people sleep? Just, it's disgusting. He's all the people. One of the reasons why people on the left, why the left lost is because of stuff like this. We see the rampant abuse in front of our faces and the left wants to pretend that it doesn't exist because it doesn't, to acknowledge it and to stop it doesn't suit their interests. They make money off of this. It's an audit. They don't want to stop making money. It's an audit. I mean, you had five Treasury secretaries who wrote an editorial, who all co-authored an editorial in the New York Times to argue that people who take our tax dollars and waste our tax dollars should not be held accountable to the voter, the tax-paying voting public. In what world is that it's just insane. We should be able to spend all of your money without an audit. They're arguing literally against oversight. And the fact that the media is treating with such animosity this whole story and ignoring all of the waste that Doge has been finding, that tells you everything. Everything. I don't know. I read this thing where it said if somebody were to, heaven forbid, if somebody were to take a shot at Musk, Democrats would maybe kind of condemn the violence, and then they would turn whoever did it into like a progressive folk hero, like they're doing with that Luigi Mangione guy. The Luigi Mangione guy who killed that insurance executive. He's like, I read a story that he has raised like, what, over $1 million in jail? Something crazy. All these people donating money to him. That's the left. That's what the left does. It's just shocking to me. our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends at Kel-Tec, the PR57. It is a 5.7. It's called the PR57, and it's from Kel-Tec, brand new. They launched it, just like a couple weeks ago at SHOT Show. And they changed concealed carry back in 95. Now the PR57 rotary barreled pistol chambered in 5.7. It's redefining it with this cutting edge design and performance. So it has this innovative rotary barrel, which makes it the lightest 5.7 on the market. And by that, I mean it's 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. I mean, it's crazy how light this is. But it's super well balanced. It has a unique top-loading design that replaces the traditional magazine with a stripper clip. And it has a 20+1 capacity. So the left can finally be accurate in saying clips instead of magazines. And it was inspired by real-world data and defensive needs. I mean, this is a 5.7 that a lady could actually conceal carry. Low recoil for ease of use and accuracy, super simple and reliable, perfect for everyday carry for literally everybody, and super affordable. The MSRP is only $399. I mean, you can get this. Visit KeltecWeapons.com to learn more about the PR57 rotary barrel pistol, 5.7, innovative and actually concealed carry. Innovative performance, Kel-Tec, that's KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently there are more whistleblowers set to come forward exposing how they worked on top secret projects involved retrieving and reverse engineering spacecraft. What? Yes, apparently it's all information about UFOs. So this is really good news because yesterday we got the story that there's a 2% chance that an asteroid could hit the planet. That's great. Sweet meteor of death. That's, you know, yay. Yes, I long for it. Go out in one big giant flash of glory and illuminate the universe for one brief second. UFO thing is another thing because I want there to be aliens. I'm just really bored with just human drama. I want some alien drama. I bet it's like, you know, just as otherworldly as they are. You know what I mean? Like you have like Real House Cucks of DC, and that's like all of the rhino lawmakers and all that stuff there. It's my word today. And I want some alien drama, Kane. I want to have the fight as to whether aliens should play on sports teams.
Oh.
I want that fight.
Wow.
Think about it. Like, how does that work? You know what I'm saying? Like, give me some new drama. Anyway, there's apparently a ton more of these. I think they're out there. They're probably already here on the planet. That would explain some. That actually would explain a lot of things. So, you know, kind of like how Men in Black. Wrap that up real nice and neat. Also, let's see. This United Airlines flight diverts to Denver because a dude was hunting Mormons.
What?
Like on the plane.
What?
He was going through saying, where are the Mormons at? It was a red eye bound for Chicago, diverted to Denver after a burly man sprang up from his seat repeatedly, walked to the front of the aircraft, argued with crew members, and demanded that Mormon passengers be identified. Okay, well, that's an apparent. And he actually kind of looked drunk. He wouldn't say whether or not he was Mormon himself. That's kind of very little interesting story there. Thousands of Danes signed a petition to go buy California from the United States. I'm actually okay with it,
yeah.
You know. And you can take your wine that has all the sulfites and the chemicals in it with you.
I'd even say a straight trade for Greenland would be cool.
I would totally. Can we build a wall around California? Let's let all the conservatives leave. If they want to do that and California does it, you know, why not? Just go ahead. Yeah. Although, but then that would make us a little bit vulnerable there with the West Coast, and we've got some forts and all that there. So I don't know about that. You know, I don't know. Also, the skinny jean is making a comeback. God bless America, because nobody wants to see your stupid bell bottoms. I love skinny jeans. Some people, so the Gen Zers and Alpha people say that skinny jeans makes everybody look like Gru from the Minions. And I think that they're brats. First off, I cannot stand the high-waisted bell-bottom thing. It makes you look fat and stumpy. I don't care how thin you are or how long your waist is. You're not supposed to have a tufted area there, you know, right there at your pubic bone. It's not supposed to be there. But skinny jeans are coming back. It is not controversial. Only communists don't like skinny jeans. If you love America, you're going to be fine with skinny jeans. That's the way that you root out the communists. A microchip company ceases operations. Pet owners are urged to re-register. So check your pet's microchips. It is all of this. It's a big industry. But they said that microchips registered with a company called Save This Life. Documents from Texas show the company ceased operations. So that's something you might want to take a look at.
The Pope this morning had some very harsh words for the...
I got harsh words for the Pope. Pope wants to fix the Catholic Church. I'm saying this as a lifelong Catholic. I was baptized Catholic. I was First Communion as a Catholic. Confirmation as a Catholic. You ought to fix the Catholic Church and concentrate on his work and leave border enforcement to us. He wants to attack us from securing our border. He's got a wall around the Vatican, does he not? So he's got a wall around to protect his people and himself, but we can't have a wall around the United States. So I wish he'd stick to the Catholic Church and fix that and leave border enforcement to us.
I love Tom Homan. I want Tom Homan to be my uncle. Yeah. I want Tom Homan. I want to be able to say Uncle Tom Homan.
Right. I'm just going to say it.
How badly do you want to be related to him? Real bad.
I'm just going to say it and act like I am.
He's the fun guy that you sit next to, like at all the holiday gatherings, because he doesn't take any BS.
Yeah.
And if somebody's acting a fool, you want to hear him say something as that person. He's that dude. He's that uncle. You
uncle
all got
Tom's
an uncle like
best.
That.
Uncle Tom's the best at family gatherings.
Dude, he's like for real, right? Like he keeps it 100, man. Welcome back. Dana Lash with you, bottom of this first hour. So he's upset because the Pope, look, this is not a denomination battle. I don't need any religious leader lecturing us about immigration, particularly when, I mean, and there is a wall there, although you can walk, you know, part through it, but you have to go through security and there's a lot of security. There's like two different security checkpoints. And I've been, and I mean, that's their thing, you know, fine. I'm going to visit your place. That's what you got. You know, I'll go through it. I liked to look at all the antiquities and the architecture and all of that there, but I mean, it's true. I mean, then take everything down around the Vatican, right? I mean, you know, they keep the square there in front of the, in front of St. Peter's. They keep all of that cleared of any vagrants and panhandlers and all of that. And there's like a clear denotation of where that city state ends and then Italy begins. So it's very difficult, for him to have any kind of authority on this. Furthermore, you know, Jesus didn't come to earth and say, just disregard whatever law you feel like. He didn't. And I'll remind everyone that when he fled to Egypt, that literally was not, he's not a refugee. People who say that and religious leaders who say that should step down from the dais at their church because it's embarrassing. I will walk out of a service if I hear a church leader say that because I know that I am listening to a dumb shepherd who is not educated and hasn't read his Bible. And I won't deal with it. I already have enough problem with women like Paula White and the prosperity gospel and people that screw anything with the pulse. And then as soon as they see a camera, it's praise Jesus. But then, you know, after the camera's off, it's I'm going to dry hump anything that isn't my husband. It needs to be said and it's accurate. Where's the lie? So, no, I'm not a fan. I don't like prosperity gospel grifters. You know, I don't like those people because it's demonic and it's anti-biblical. That said, the argument that, and he's even intimated this before that he was, that just to correct it, I'm going to do it every chance I get, that Jesus was a refugee. These people are absolutely ignorant of world history. Egypt was part of the Roman Empire. It was literally a province. Now, Augustus had all of these different toadies, like Herod and everybody else, handling different parts of the Roman Empire. And Herod's sons inherited, and his daughter inherited, you know, different sections upon his death. But Egypt was different in that Augustus didn't have a toady administering it. He ran it personally, himself. So they weren't fleeing the Roman Empire. And remember, why did they go back? Anyway, why did they go to Bethlehem anyway? Why was it when Mary was like late stages of her pregnancy that they were making this trek back to, well, it's because they had to, for the census, which is actually antithetical to the argument that illegal immigration puts forward. Oh, and then they went back home when they were done. Again, antithetical to the argument that illegal immigration puts forward. So maybe some of these people that are talking about this could go and sign up at Dana4, Hillsdale.com And they could actually take the lesson on the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, which actually touches upon this. So maybe these people could take advantage of the free online course that Hillsdale offers them, you know, as a nice, just a nice gesture, a good gesture of goodwill before preaching to the flock. Now, Tom Homan is exactly correct there. Every other, we've talked about this before, every other country has its own sovereignty. They're able to do this. The United States is somehow denied. I just don't think you'd want to pick a fight with Tom Homan. And the Pope had said when he came out, he's talked about this before, and he said, "Oh, you're supposed to welcome the stranger, and you're supposed stranger and criminal are different." Go back and also read, whether it's New or Old Testament, the importance of following the law. Oh, are we not paying attention to those parts of the Bible, especially the red letters? That's a real important part when it's red. I guess, I don't know. But he had said, too, that back in 2016, remember, he had said that anybody who builds a wall, like what they've got at the Vatican, to keep out migrants as opposed to illegal entrants, rather than bridges, was not a Christian. I don't think that we want to have that debate right now. That's a different debate, isn't it?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.